Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen. Welcome again, Pastor Lawrence McKinsey, right here. Amen. On the program, I'm Spirit and Truth. Amen. With Bishop Hillerman. God is great. God is wonderful. We want to welcome each and every one of you on the live call-in prayer program right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. I tell you, the good news on station. Yes, it is our heart desire to connect hearts to heaven one prayer at a time. Amen. We are here to uplift you. We are here to pray for your family, ministry, your business, whatever, for salvation, for healing, restoration. We are here just to pray. Amen. We are here from the Word Church, Pastor Lawrence. Now, have with me, Bishop. Good afternoon, sir, again.
Good afternoon, sir. What a delightful thing to be on the air and do what the Lord wants us to do. And we're excited to do the things and the will of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Now, listen to me carefully. We are moving very, very quickly because time goes by so fast and quickly. Amen. We want to thank, amen, the management and staff of WCNO 89.9 FM and our producer. Amen. God bless them. God bless them. Now, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program, amen. We are here to pray with you. We are here to pray for you as we give God thanks and praise. Bishop, amen. I miss what did you. Let's start to pray now, Bishop. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray because the understanding is that God has total control over everything that has been said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to look at when God speaks to Abraham and tell Abraham, your name is going to be blessed. I'm going to bless you. Whoever curse you, I'm going to curse. But it's the last one that the Lord said to Abraham. He said, because of you, Abraham, all people on earth will be blessed. So we're going to pray a blessing over God's people and understand that God is in control. The thing about it is God is the one that initiates things that He wants to do over our life. Father, we thank you that you are God, that you are concerned about the details of our life. You know where we are at this point in time in our life. Whatever is the situation that is occurring in our lives, it's not by chance. It's not by coincidence. God is the one that orchestrates every single thing in our life. And even sometimes you're like, God tell you to do X, and when you're about to do X, you're still getting a fight. But even when God speak to Moses and say, go and speak to Pharaoh, tell Pharaoh to release my children. The Bible says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh, and still Moses had to go and speak to the Lord, speak to Pharaoh. So Moses went and do what God said. But many times God wants to challenge us to see if we are faithful in the things that God is saying to us. So I don't know what challenge you're going through. I don't know what situation you're going through. But if God is with you, in no way God would leave you. He said, I will be with you at all times. I will be there no matter what it is, even in the hard time, even in the valley, even on the mountaintop, I will be there with you. Because many times as we go through our situation, we feel that God for some reason has walked away from us. But know that God did not walk away from you. God is still with you. God is still holding on to you. And God is still making a way and paving the way for you. And you got to allow God to have his way in your life. And when you allow God to have his way, God would show up in some ways that you don't even understand. And the thing about God, God wants to bless us, and not only bless us financially, but bless us in every single area of our life. That accident that when they come and look at the car and they look at the scene and they want to know how come you are still alive. That's a blessing that God has showed up. God has established his favor over your life because God says, I'm concerned about you. And but the thing that you got to understand, if God is so faithful towards you and he did that, you got to understand that God is moving and God is showing up in every aspect of life.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Listen, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program, I'm Spirit and Truth. Amen. Right to Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. And our guest today is Bishop Hilleman. Amen. As he pray, amen, with you and for you. Somebody right now, you might be facing something, going through a situation, and you need us to come in agreement with you. We want you to reach us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Yes, yes, yes. You can reach us. Listen, don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Pick up the phone right now, amen, and reach us right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, the program of Spirit and Truth, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, amen, the program of Spirit and Truth, amen. Bishop, I tell you, man, amen. Just let's pray, Bishop, let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Pray. Somebody need to pray, amen, amen.
Father, let pray. Some people have some doors that are closed, and we're going to pray that the Lord release and open some doors for some people, and some places where you wanted to go, we're going to see the Lord closing those doors because the Lord didn't want you to go through those doors.
Amen.
Father, we come to you because we see that you want to open doors for us, and for some people in specifically, do you want to open some doors for them? Because whatever their situation is, they feel like the door has been shut on them. They feel like you have walked away from them. But Father, we come praying over that situation that they're encountering right now, and we ask that you open those doors for them so that they can walk through. And the thing is that let them know that you are God and that you are the one that's showing up. You are the one that moving. You are the one that walking. You are the one that is in the midst of everything that they do. Father, and even some doors that they feel that they should walk through, Father, you know everything, because the thing about you, Father, you look at our hearts and you look at our mind and what is the reason why we're doing some of the things. And based on that, sometimes you says, I'm going to close these doors. This is not a door that you're going to walk through. You're going to walk through the door that I want you to walk through. So some of the doors we close, we don't even understand what it is. Sometimes when we go there, we might have had great confusion. But the doors you open, we know once you open them, and you made a way, we know that all things would be possible and all things would flow according to your goodness, according to your love, according to your name that is mighty above every other name. We give you thanks for what you're going to do with these lives and these person that are here in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody somewhere right now, you need for us to come in agreement with you. I don't know what the situation may be or the circumstances may be, but you can reach us right here. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can call us right here on the program. Yes, of Spirit and Through. We are here to pray with you. We are here to pray for you. We are here just to lift up the name of Jesus. We are here, amen. If you need prayers, whatever the situation may be, whatever you're going through, amen, we are here. Bishop Hilleman are here, amen, to pray for you and to pray with you. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Amen, Bishop. Amen. Let's pray, man. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We are here to pray for you, no matter what your situation is. We're going to pray that some of you you're planning to go to church tomorrow, and for some reason you don't know what is going to happen when you get there. But we're going to pray that the Lord move, the Lord show up. Even many a pastors, sometimes you feel like walking away from ministry, but we're going to pray that the Lord put a special message in the hearts of many a pastors who are listening, and even so that they see the goodness of God when they come to church tomorrow. Father, touch the hearts of every pastor that is going to speak to their congregation tomorrow. Father, let them know that you are the God of heaven, you are the God of earth. And once you speak through them, life is going to be changed in others. Let it not just be a regular service where they just come and hear the word and then they go home back and that's it. Let every person under the sound of my voice, let them know that God is touching. God is moving. The Spirit of God will be in every house and they would see the goodness of God. Those that come in and needs healing would gonna be healed. Those that come in and needs a special word for whatever the situation is, God is going to speak in every situation that it is. Father, show up. Father, touch. Father, deliver. Father, move in every aspect of these persons, their life, and even touch their pastors, them as they speak. Give them a word that would bring life. Give them a word that would bring that person from wherever they are in that dark place. Pull them from that dark place. Let them see that God is able. God wants to do something special in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You can reach us right here. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Amen. The program, it is on Spirit and Through on the radio. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City, Florida. Amen. The Lord is good. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Amen. With Bishop Hilleman. Amen. Somebody needs somebody to call. Amen. 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 We want somebody to know. Listen, you can call us. Listen, reach us right here. 772. Amen. Amen. Bishop, somebody in the line.
Thank you for calling. How can we be of help to you, or how can we pray for you?
Good afternoon. I'm just going to prayer for my daughter, immigration status.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for your daughter. Father, thank you that you know every situation that occurring in our lives. And Father, you're the one that want to bind families together. Father, and we put her daughter before you. Father, I ask that you touch her from her head to her toe. Father, I ask that you anoint her wherever she is and touch her and speak life into her. Father, I thank you that you are a God that's here and you are a God that is not far away. Father, and you are touched with every situation that is. We thank you that your hand is not too short or you are not too far away from hearing from us. We give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise that you're going to touch this young lady and speak over her situation and let her know that you are the God that is of heaven. You are the God of earth and you are the God that is showing up in every situation. We give you thanks, Father, for what you're going to do in the mighty, mighty
amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, caller. Amen. You can reach us right here. Amen. 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 Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Thank you for calling. How can we pray for you?
Yes, man of God. I'm asking you pray for Charlotte. She's going through a very difficult time now. And I'm asking you pray for myself, for this devious voices in my house that's tormenting me.
Amen.
I thank you. You pray for Lisa last time that I will hear from her. And I am giving you a praise report. I heard from her.
Amen. Hallelujah. To amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Another request. I'm asking you for the time that you have the service.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You pray.
What time is it? Is it 10 o'clock? Back or 11 o'clock that we can come and see you.
All right, ma'am. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The thing about it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the one that tell Zacchaeus. It's Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today.
Could you please turn your radio down, please? Please turn your radio down, please.
Today I'm coming to your house and salvation is coming to you. Father, here we say, she said that she's hearing thing in our house. Father, just as how you visit Zacchaeus' house, today visit this house, this specific house. You know where it is. You know the street. You know the address. You know what is happening. Father, and you, as you go into the house, Father, surround it with peace, surround it with love, surround it with glory. And there's things that, Father, that should not be in the home, Father, cause them to remove it. Show them what it is and remove it. And Sean it, Father, touch Sean it. Father, I see you resting your hands upon Sean it wherever she is, and you speaking into her, and you say, Sean it, I still care about you. Sean it, I still love you. I'm still there for you, Sean it. And he says, look from the hill from whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we, Father, says that he is going to show up in that home. He said there's going to be peace. He said there's going to be no more confusion in that home. He says, because I am the Lord thy God that is going to reign over this home, and I would speak over everything that seems chaotic. And he says, I'm going to cause everything to fit into the right place, because I am there working on your behalf in the mighty, Amen. Mighty name Amen. Of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, we want to give God thanks and praise for that praise report. Amen. Amen. Give God thanks and praise. Last week, I think it was when the lady called and asked for her, pray for her niece or her daughter. Maybe last week, amen. Now she's saying she heard from her, amen. To God be the glory, amen. Yes. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Amen. Bishop Hillerman is with me today. Amen. On the program. Amen. The program, Spirit and Truth, as we call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're feeling sick, if you're down, you feel whatever you're going through right now, amen. Bishop are here, amen, to pray with you and pray for you. This is the program, Spirit and Truth. You can reach us at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Bishop, there's somebody on the prayer line, or there's somebody, I feel deep down in my heart, my spirit, there's somebody right now, they need a miracle. They need a miracle. They need something to happen for them, like right now, sir. So I just want you to pray, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The thing about it, I like how the way God operates, and he doesn't operate like man. When God took Ezekiel into the valley of dry bones, the Lord said, Ezekiel, walk around these bones. And when he come back, he said, God, these bones are really dry.
Yes.
And then God asked him, Ezekiel, can these bones live?
Yes.
Ezekiel didn't give no answer. He says, God, I don't know. You are God. So whatever is your situation, God is asking you, can your situation live? Can you get out of debt today? Can you raise up from that hospital bed wherever you are? Can you speak? God is saying that I am the one that holds your hand. I am the one that is intervening. I am the one that is showing up. I am the one that is making the way. He says, the doctor have said that this is a stage 4 you at. But God is saying that I am the one that is going to heal you. He says, you're going to come back within 2 weeks. He said, because I'm working on you right now. I'm working on you. I'm healing you. Because he asks Ezekiel the question, can these dry bones live? So whatever your situation, you're so distressed, you're so distraught over your situation. You're so deep into depth. But God saying, I am the one that is going to bring you out of it. He says, look what I'm going to do. He said, because today I want you to come back with a testimony of who I am and what I have done for your life. He says, I have spoken it and it will be done. He said, whatever I have spoken, my words does not come back void to me. So we give God thanks. We give him praise for what he's going to do over these lives. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Time go by so quickly. Amen. We have a few more minutes. Amen. This is the program of Spreading Through with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church right in Port St. Lucie. I just want you to know you can reach me, amen, off air, amen, at 662, amen, 655-9327. Bishop, just before we go into the another prayer or whatever the case may be, the lady who called, amen, she asks what time is service and where is the location, amen. I want to give her the location, amen, where the Word Church is located. We are located 10120 South Flagler, amen, Highway, amen, Port St. Lucie, 10120 South Flagler, amen, Highway, Port St. Lucie, amen, amen. I got to make sure I get it right. Listen, my producer. Federal Highway, amen. Federal Highway. Let me say it again. 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, right there in the hotel, amen. Now, Bishop, I tell you, time go by so quickly, man. Listen. There's somebody listening on the line right now or listening to us right now on the radio right now, amen. Somebody listening right now, and they're afraid to call. I just feel in my heart that somebody need to be encouraged today. Somebody need to be encouraged. So I want you to pray, sir, for encouragement, you know, for somebody today. They afraid what's going to happen with the situation. They afraid. And so I just want you, sir, just pray, sir, for that person right now. They need to be encouraged, sir.
Hallelujah. The Lord is a God that is concerned and he's purposeful in the things that we do over our life. Because the Lord had to remind Jeremiah, he says, Jeremiah, from since you were in the womb of your mother, he says, I am the one that formed you. I am the one that shaped you. He says, I know what I want to do with your life. So whatever it is that you are going through, if you're still breathing, if you're still hearing, if you're still, the heart is still pumping and blood is still flowing, that means that God is not finished with you yet. And if God is not finished with you yet, that means that you haven't fulfilled that purpose that the Lord has called you to. So we are praying that God show up. God speak over that situation. Whatever it is, whatever it, you feel discouraged, you feel down and out, you feel it, you want to give up. But God says, don't give up. He says, give me one more try. Give me one more try. I am the Lord thy God that can heal you. I am the Lord thy God that can walk with you. I am the Lord thy God that's going to be in the midst of everything that you can face. He says, today is a day where you're going to meet me. You're going to hear me speaking loud to you. And he said, this is the day for you to be released from wherever you are, whether it's prison, a physical prison or a spiritual prison that you are in. He said, I'm releasing you. I'm releasing the bonds that is holding you back because I am the Lord thy God that make a way. I am the Lord thy God that will show up. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, you've been set free right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, the Lord will loose the hands of the enemy from yes. over your marriage, over your family, over yes. your business, over your ministry. The Lord, listen, I believe, Bishop, in my heart, God placed a vision in somebody, and it seems like they afraid to go into their purpose. And so we have about one more or two more minutes, sir. I want you to pray for that person right now that God placed in them mm-hmm. A ministry Yes. And so they try to wonder when, Lord, when. I just want you to speak into that and pray, sir. We got but 2 more minutes, sir.
Hallelujah. Many times when God speaks to us, God never gives us anything that is easy to do. If it's easy to do, then you don't need God to tell you to do it. You just go ahead and do it. But the thing that God gave us does be very difficult. When God tell Abraham to move, Abraham move out of comfort zone into an area where he didn't know where he was going. So here God is speaking to you. God is telling you, I want you to go and start maybe the new business that he tell you to go start. Maybe he tell you to go start a new ministry. He's been speaking to you to the new ministry. He said, just go to the hotel and speak to the people and tell them with a ministry that you want to do. And you were like, but I don't have the resource. I don't know whether they're going to accept me. Or the business that you want to start, you're like, I know what it is I want to do, but I don't want to go out. I don't know how to face the public. But God is saying that just start from your home and look what I'm going to do with you. He said, just invite the people to your home for a prayer meeting and look what I'm going to do. He said, the same thing for your business. Just the people them who are coming and asking you for do different things. He said, just start it in your home. So, Father, we're going to pray for those people that are doubting, that are unsure whether it's you. And today, speak clearly and audibly to them and let them know you are saying, go ahead and start, because I have placed this business, I placed this ministry in your heart for such a long time. He says, some of you did not sleep last night because you were tormented by what God was saying to you. But he said, today, I release you into purpose. I release you into your ministry. He said, go, because I have sent you. Go, because I am walking with you in the mighty, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As we get ready to wrap up, amen. You listen to the program right here with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman. Amen. The program of Spirit and Truth. We want to thank you and thank God for you. You can visit us, amen, at our church, the Word Church, 10120 South Federal Highway, amen, Port St. Lucie, amen. Tomorrow, Bishop, we're having a service, call it Pentecostal Sunday, by the grace of God, amen.
Hallelujah.
So, Bishop, I want to thank you, sir. Last remark, sir, in less than 2 seconds, sir, amen.
Well, God is doing something, and we got to allow God to have its way. When
amen.
God have its way,
amen.
Things will happen.
Amen, amen. We need some more time, amen, amen. We need some more time, Bishop. We want to thank you, amen. We want to thank those who listen. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, and God bless you. Your wife, amen. God bless. Amen. Our producer, amen. God bless each and every one. My family's here, the Word Church family. God bless you. Until we meet again, by the grace of God, next week, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie with Bishop Hilleman. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, the Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Lord Almighty. reigns, Jesus Christ, our Savior.